This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. The Charlottesville Daily Progress now shares something in common with major newspapers such as the Washington Post and the Chicago Tribune. It has its very own theme music in the form of a march composed by a Nellisford man. Paul Richard's score for the Daily Progress March is a throwback to what used to be a national craze in the late 19th century. Almost every newspaper and magazine had a march, including some very famous ones such as this. According to Richards, a young John Philip Sousa wrote this march for the Washington Post in 1889.
It was a relatively small, struggling paper, and they sponsored a children's essay contest as a publicity stunt, if you will. And at the time, Mr. Sousa was just beginning to compose and being well known, and they thought it would be a good idea to have him write a march for them.
The idea of creating a march to support the Daily Progress in 2005 came about when members of the Charlottesville Municipal Band joked that Richard should create one. Richard plays trumpet for the band and has also composed one march in each of the past 10 years. Jim Simmons is the band's director.
When somebody comes to us and we take a look at the score and we think it has some merit, then we simply say, fine, get the parts extracted and we'll get them out to the players and we'll rehearse it and see how it goes. And this started with Paul about, 10, 12 years ago when he brought his first piece to us. And I could see some merit in the piece, and we scheduled it for performance on our spring concert that year.
Richard also wrote a composition to help kick off the bicentennial of the Lewis and Clark expedition in 2003. He says that one took about a week to write, but sometimes it takes him a lot longer.
The one that we played last year, dedicated to the state called the Old Dominion, took about 6 years from the time it was started until it was finished. Sometimes you're Superman and sometimes you're not. Sometimes the ideas come and they just flow out, and then sometimes you hit a blank wall and you just sort of have to hammer them out note by note. So there doesn't seem to be a real cut and dried method for doing this.
Just before this annual spring concert, members of the Charlottesville Municipal Band prepared to debut the new score, which Richard says was inspired by his respect for journalism.
What I tried to do was capture the feeling of the newspaper industry and the ongoing, constant, vibrant bustle of reporting and editing and printing the news. The whole thing just starts with a bang and it just goes and goes. There are a few quiet sections, but different instruments, different sections of the band are featured. About midway through, there's a relatively quiet, tuneful section, and then right after that, there's about a 32-measure section of just pure running straight eighth notes that goes on and on and on, and I hope gives you sort of a perpetual motion feeling.
Richard says he's glad to have written a song for the Daily Progress, but he does hope they'll stop doing one thing.
They have published at least 6 pictures of the back of my head since I've been in the band because they like to get Mr. Simmons conducting, and they go behind the tubas and shoot pictures, and of course they're shooting over the trumpet section, and thanks to my father's DNA, I have a distinctive hairstyle that you can identify from the back without too much trouble.
And how was the march received by the folks of the Daily Progress? Anita Shelburne is the editorial page editor.
I thought it had sort of the right flavor of the best of journalism. It was sort of jaunty and hopeful and purposeful and yet busy, which is what we are. So I hope that those feelings are indeed picked up by the staff. And I know that we've already talked about how educating it was just to find out the history behind this kind of composition.
Do you anticipate doing any other newspaper marches? Is this something that other people are doing at the same time? Is this the beginning of the new resurgence of march themes for newspapers, especially because the newspaper industry isn't what it used to be, for instance?
Yeah, I know that. I don't have any plans for another one right now, not unless another newspaper comes by that just happens to strike my fancy, but I keep a backlog of ideas for the next few things I'm going to write, and the next idea doesn't have anything to do with the newspaper. I'm keeping that to myself until I get it on paper and we get it heard. Thank you.
This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Thanks for listening.